What are you doing here?
They're gonna kill you, Tommy. You and Maggie both.
Why would you say something like that, Frank?
This is a decent neighborhood.
Hey, are you okay? Where's Sheila? She at home? Listen, I'm gonna go see if Sheila's at home. Okay. Your mom at home, because you're bad, Zach.
You want to see what I've got?
Sure. That's great. Is that one of your dad's?
Not today. Come here.
Oh, why don't you just put the gun away, Adam?
Come on, man. Come here.
Oh, I don't know. Those things make me kind of nervous.
Then this will make you really nervous.
Whoa. Don't do that. Don't do that.
We'll be right back.
before I cross home plate and bring home the first ever championship to the Maulers, I would just like to say that today, I consider you the luckiest team on the face of the earth. And in closing, I'd like to say, I hate you all. I thank no one but myself. As of today, I, Al Bundy, am finished with baseball.
MVP! Yeah!
I love all of you. Hurt by
I didn't believe the prophecies. It's all over.
What prophecies?
You want to see?
That's Boone.
Yes, it's him. All these years waiting for a savior. He hasn't saved us. He's destroyed us. I made him. The bite was mine. The bite that mocks death.
That doesn't make him yours.
There's an E in money. I mean, if that's your word.
M-O-N-Y. That's just exactly how you spell it up there in a big building up there. M-O-N-Y, money.
Huh?
Why? What in the hell starts with why?
Thank you. боже! bullet Bob Armstrong's baby boy there. Knee right to the collarbone.
Bullet Bob Armstrong's baby boy. Wow.
Well, a friend of mine.
I'm going to tell you something. Road Dogg shouldn't even be in this match. You got to admit this, JR. China beat him from pillar to post. He had to use a foreign object to beat her.
How do you figure that? That cup's that's part of equipment. You choose to wear it.
Oh, please.
He didn't hit her with it.
Foreign to me.
Come on, one, two. I'm sure it is. Come to think of it.
Oh, watch this.
Whoa! Nice spinning heel kick by X-Pac. Caught the Road Dogg coming off the ropes. There's the lateral press. Road Dogg going for it. Enough. Whoa, that's a long two count. About 2 3/4 there for X-Pac. X-Pac again. Gotta think he's had some sort of stinger or something in that left arm, be that as it may.
Uh-oh. Gonna use Shane's move again.
Oh! Obviously the Road Dogg could feel and sense what was coming. Avoided the contact, and unfortunately for X-Pac, X-Pac didn't.
I bet X-Pac wishes he was wearing a cup.
Road Dogg allowing X-Pac to get up. That could come back to haunt him there. Pump handle slam. No, it's going to be countered. And X-Factor, the X-Factor out of nowhere. And that's it.
Here is your winner.
I'm in shock.
X-Pac.
X-Pac with a huge victory over his friend, the Road Dogg. So it will be X-Pac and Badass Billy Gunn in the finals of the King of the Ring here tonight. X-Pac again holding that the left side of his neck, and there's, I want to speculate and alarm as to how badly X-Pac may be injured, but there is something wrong there.
I'd like to be the first to officially announce the dissolvement of D-Generation X.
How do you know that?
Because watch it, if it's to go at it.
Watch this. There's a sportsmanship for you. That's a good lesson for all the kids at home. Win with grace and lose with grace.
Corny and stupid. There they are.
Down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Loosen ourselves. I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we want to pump you up.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! People live and make believe. They keep a lot of dough up their sleeve. But my little baby isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Let daddy free your soul. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time roll.
Sign, Black.
Us old boys oughtn't be doing this to each other. Ain't that many of us left. Remember, you and me rode into this county together. How long ago was that, Pat?
Oh, hell, about 15 years ago.
Yeah? I know where the kid's at. I'll tell you. When you're lying proper on the ground. It'll be the last words you ever hear. Ah!
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking up on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Ravishing Rick Rude's a tough guy. He's not just good looks, you know. Jussie the Body Award some time ago. Ooh, more damage to the back.
And it's obvious Rhodes feels he's found a weakness in the lower back area of Ravishing Rick Rude.
Hasn't he? Back again. And the Dream rolling it under the bottom up before he's counted out. Likewise, both men back in now.
You know, if this match comes down to managers, you got to give the advantage to Ravishing Rick Rude.
What?
What does Sapphire know about wrestling?
What she know about wrestling, I don't know. Nor do you. And that makes it an advantage to the Dream. Oh, my. Elbow to the head. And another one. Rude still on his feet, but barely. And the Dream with a third one. Look at that.
Well, the Dream obviously did damage to Ravishing Rick's back because Rude could not get him up for that body slam.
Now, bring me the prisoners. Now, take him to be tortured. As for my American friend, the CIA thinks it can infiltrate the mountain of Dr. Crone.
You can't scare me, you slant-eyed yellow bastard.
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock, like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock. Stood arrow straight, unencumbered by the weight of all these hustlers and their schemes. I stood proud, I stood tall, high above it all. I still believed in my dreams.
20 years now. Where'd they go? 20 years, I don't know. I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone. And sometimes late at night, oh, when I bathe in the firelight, the moon comes calling a ghostly way, and I recall, like a rock, standing arrow straight, like a rock, charging from the gate. Yeah.